personal origin stories that we have in our own lives and why we continue to go back to them to find out who we are and how we spiral outward from them.
This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. We can, if you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go. Then nobody goes to jail.
You are listening to WGXC ACRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at Hilo and Catskill Thursday, August 8th, and on the radio at 90.7 FM. Tune in or turn out to Hilo in Catskill Thursday, August 8th, a little after 8 p.m. Bobby Previtt's improvisation with many Hudson Valley musicians. It's on the radio at 90.7 FM and live at Hilo in Catskill on Main Street.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Velo Domestique Bicycle Shop. Professional bicycle services at 437 Route 295 in Chatham. Information at www.velodomestique.com or 518-392-3010.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Wijeskoog of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. Something. So
tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We'll tell ourselves it's all right, somebody else will do something.
Siders. This is Pastor Kim on WGXC Acre Catskill Hudson 90.7 FM, listener supported radio for open ears. Hi, all of you out there, our listeners, our bright siders, those of you who have just perchance stumbled onto our broadcast. Glad to be with you today on Hump Day, this Wednesday, first Wednesday in August. And I pride myself, I guess I will say, for lack of a better word, of being a perpetual optimist. And it is my hope and my goal that in the midst of all this darkness that is hovering over us in these hours, since these mass murders, executions, hate crimes, whatever way you want to frame it, I'm hoping that we can share some light, some hope, some help for all who are hurting, those who will be hurting for quite some time to come. Perhaps there's something you'll hear today you can share with somebody, maybe if not today, at some point in the future. But I have looked at some songs and chosen some songs, and they're being sent out in love. So I hope they'll do that, and that you'll be with me in my goal to do that. I pray that we can all pray together that this dark cloud will pass and that there's something that is going to come behind it for these who have been martyred in the cause of uniting the United States of America and disposing, exposing, and deposing these evils of racism and bigotry and prejudice shrouded in hatred because of a person's skin color. Wow. Well, Matthew West said it's time for us to do something, y'all. And, you know, it's not picking up guns. It's not picking up guns. It's not picking up guns, right? There's a song I want to share. And this one is by Mr. Marvin Sapp. Those of you who aren't familiar, he is a pastor and he is a recording artist for decades now. And he always finds a way to get our attention and to give us a message You are listening to There Is a Bright Side Somewhere, where we put the message to the music. And we bless the Lord for that. Marvin Sapp, he's got this song, y'all, and it's called Listen. So, for me, it's for you, it's for all of us.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them,
you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah.
And put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. Cause
I'm trying to tell you something.
He's speaking to your heart right
I'm
now.
To tell you
just listen to the Spirit. Oh,
I'm to tell you
hold up. Job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother,
she said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor,
he said, pray about it.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me.
Hey,
see, the devil is a liar.
Hey,
no, you're not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to
hey,
the Spirit, y'all.
I'm trying to tell you something.
He's speaking to your heart right
I'm
now.
Trying to tell you something.
Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up.
Listen.
Hey, yeah. Oh, oh. I did everything I could to take away my trouble, but everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way.
But I'm here to tell you, without his face, I'm a major failure.
So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. Trying to get your attention right now.
I'm trying to tell you something.
I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh,
I'm trying to tell you something.
Shh. Listen.
God's trying to tell you something.
Hey.
You can hear it.
God's trying to tell you something. Trying to tell you something. Listen.
Listen, God's trying to tell us something, in my personal opinion, and I'm sure there are many who share that opinion. God is trying to tell us something. I hope that we can listen. Oh, I hope those words will reach the ears of those who are in position to make the decisions that can bring an end to this madness. Certainly, the conversation has escalated, and we just can't let this opportunity go by. There is a song I have selected. I'm not going to name any names, but there are some persons in high places that need to hear this message. I hope that it translates into the atmosphere. I hope it goes into the spiritual sphere and reaches them where they need to hear that there is an opportunity before you. There is an opportunity before us. And we need to do something. Please listen. This one is the Canton Spirituals. And clean up what I done messed up. Oh, yes. Gotta start this thing all over again. Well, as that's queuing up and cycling and doing all that it does, I was gonna get into another bit of my ventilating today. And that is to say, I don't know what the issue is about prayer in schools, but we'll come back to that. Let's clean it up now.
I made a lot of mistakes and I made up my mind.
Decision makers.
That I was going to do something about it.
You've been dragging your feet too long.
Let me tell you.
You've been looking the other way too long. You've been fueling some stuff too long. It's time to clean it up.
I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Cause a liar and a cheater can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up. Yes, I do, y'all.
But I messed up.
Come on, y'all, sing it.
I'm starting my life.
I'm gonna walk right through the door. I gotta
clean up what I messed up.
Yeah,
I'm starting my life over again.
Yeah, I gotta
clean up.
Yes, I do, y'all.
What I messed up.
Ooh,
y'all. Starting my life.
Just one
over
more verse.
Again.
Just one more verse, y'all. One more verse. I made up my mind. I ain't cheating no more. Because a cheater can't make it through the
door.
Yes, I do, y'all. Can I get a win? Y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight.
Again.
I made up in my mind. I got to. Yes, I do, y'all.
I messed up. Put your hand together like this.
want everybody to get on your feet. Wait a minute. Stay right there. Y'all go back. I want you to stay there. Stay right there. Now, you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to look, everybody, just look at somebody beside you. Say, neighbor, I love you. Say, I know you might not know me, and I might not know you, but you know what the both of us need to do?
We need to clean up what I messed up.
Come on, y'all.
I'm starting my life over again.
Y'all help us sing. Come on, y'all. I got to
clean up.
Let me hear you sing it.
What I messed up.
Come on, let me hear you.
Starting my life.
You know, one of the things I love about God is that he gives us chances to clean up what we have messed up. So, hear ye. Clean up what you done messed up. Oh, boy. Well, you know, many of us out here, we cannot hardly imagine the pain that people are going through. So much needless, senseless pain. Sometimes we go through pain. It's self-inflicted. We made decisions, we made choices, and we caused our pain. Sometimes it's just unavoidable. We have pain that comes from growth, and we experience those growing pains, stepping out and doing new things or trying something in a different way, and doesn't always work out as quickly, as easily as we think, and it can be a painful process. And then there's this needless, senseless pain. And, you know, my heart just hurts. Can't even imagine. But I do empathize. I do commiserate. I do pray. I do grieve with those who are hurting in that extreme pain from this trauma and this tragedy that's been inflicted. You know, worldwide, people are experiencing these things. And when it comes close to home, you know, it just comes close to home, right? You know, along those lines, I saw some young women, I would say they were high school agers, on television being interviewed in El Paso. And they were saying that they never thought they would have to experience racism, that they never thought that people actually hated them because they are a shade darker. Didn't understand that people thought of them as animals, and some of the things that appeared in a manifesto regarding Hispanic people. And, you know, that was very it wasn't even enlightening to me, but I was hoping that it might be enlightening to a lot of people, because these young people thought that, you know, just being a few shades darker than the average African-American or Black American had exonerated them from this evil that is racism. And they didn't understand that, you know, they're not as dark as Black people. They're just a shade darker. That was really an opportunity, I think, for people to realize and grasp that this thing is more evil and diabolical than just Black and white. Anyhow, I digress. I want to go on because I have a song, and like I said, I can't imagine, but I do know that I don't know, and you don't know either, what people are going through that have experienced this, the victims, their families, survivors, those whose wounds are being reopened. It could be from domestic terrorism and hate crimes perpetrated right here on our shores. It could be from other acts of violence that have occurred to them in their lifetimes. But things like this open their wounds. And, you know, you really don't know until, I don't know if it's true, but it used to be an old saying attributed to our indigenous Native American population that, you know, don't judge me until you walk a mile in my moccasins, right? Well, I pray that none of us have to walk that mile, but we want to play this, I guess, for those families, those persons, those individuals, wherever you are, because truly we know we don't know, but we know who does know. And God sees, God knows, God cares, God knows he cares. Here we are. This is Zacardi Cortez, and it is You Don't Know. He'll be here shortly, momentarily. Here we go.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know.
Well, it appears that I'm having a little technical difficulty getting this one to play.
All the tears I've cried, things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Oh,
You don't know. You never know what somebody's going through. You really don't know. And I just pray that those families and those individuals who have these kinds of pain in their journey of life will not turn away from God. I don't understand what other source there could be. I can't think of another source of strength or power that you can find in this world that can give you the strength that you need to keep on going. And I just pray they keep on going. They don't quit. They don't give up. Oh, there may be a lot of nights and a lot of days when they really want to, but I just pray that you don't give up. You don't quit. God has not left you. He's not forsaken you. He's not forgotten you. And he's not punishing you. The word of God tells us that the enemy, the adversary, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That which came and killed these people and stole their lives from them and their families, destroyed what was whole. That was not the work of God. He's not the one to blame. But he does know. And I'm so glad for that. And he knows how to get you through. I know there are witnesses who have been through something similar who can testify to that. I hope they'll reach out to you. I hope they'll find you where you are. Right now, this is where we are at WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. We're a listener-supported radio for open ears. And this next song is I Told the Storm. This is for the families, who have lost their loved ones to senseless, needless violence.
Cause I'm safe in his arms.
talk to the storm, and remember, God is not done with you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't die in the dip. God's not done with you. This next one up is going to be by a gentleman. We've played him here on Bright Side before. Many good messages. He puts to some good music. And his name is Torrin Wells. And just having a little lag time with our song populating today. But hey, that's okay. We'll get there.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, God's not done with you. It's not.
Topside up, another opportunity, another chance. Speaking on that note, we do want to recognize the passing of Miss Toni Morrison, laureate, author, mover, shaker, wonderful woman, talented, gifted, shared her talents and her gifts with the world. And may she sleep in peace and rise in paradise. Miss Toni Morrison lived to the age of 88. God bless you. We salute you and your work. This next song I want to share is another one from Mr. Sicardi Cortez. And it's part of my prayer for all those who are out there hurting today. Listen, my prayer is my testimony too. Believe me when I tell you, Because there was nobody but God. Mama couldn't do it. She wanted to. Daddy couldn't do it. He would have. It could have. But it was only God. I know I got a witness out there. That's why I can look for a bright side. Even in the dark side. The light that pierces the darkness. It was God who held me together. This is Mr. Zaccardi Cortez. And that's what he's talking about in this next song up. Any witnesses out there? Could have lost your mind. Could have lost your life, but it was God who held you together. Matter of fact, truth be told, he's still holding you together. Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm. How I survived, I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me. He stayed by my side, and I am so grateful he kept me.
God held me together, made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Through all of my struggle,
through all my struggle
and
disappointments too.
I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost gave up, but the Lord came and he rescued me. Rescued me. Oh, oh, God help me together. By your grace, I'm still here. You held me together. God, you pulled me through. I'm so glad your grace. That's why I'm still
here.
I almost destroyed my whole life. But your
grace
wouldn't let me go.
God pulled me through.
Oh,
and
you're amazing grace.
Yeah.
You held me
together.
When I didn't know
God pulled me through.
How I was gonna make it.
And
you are the only reason that I'm still here.
Me
I lost
together.
Family and I even
God
lost some friends. But through it all,
nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Oh, I know I got a witness out there. Well, beloved, I want to take a moment and pause for my spiritual social commentary. I don't get to do them every time we get together, but, you know, from time to time, I do like to share a little reflection. And so, a lot of conversation about hate speech and hateful acts and hate groups. And I'm just reminded of some quotes I'd like to share. Hope it'll help put things in the correct perspective. Word from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One of his words was this: hate cannot cast out hate. Only love can do that. Only love can do that. There's another quote I want to share, and I don't know who the author is, but this one says, power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice. And justice at its best is love correcting everything that stands against love. And in John 3:16, it tells us in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. There's a song I want to share next up. And you see, it's been taking us a little minute to get our songs up. But this one is by Bishop Paul Morton. And he is another minister of the gospel who uses his musical abilities to bring the message with music in a most delightful and insightful way. I hope you'll enjoy Bishop Paul Martin. Paul Morton. I don't know why it came up as Martin. But hallelujah. This one is Something Happens. Something Happens. I want you to listen to this song. And interesting. What's happening here? I think it'll come on now. Here we go. There we go. God bless you. Thank you, angels, for your help.
She. Do I have a witness in this place?
When I call you, when I call you, when I call you, when I call you, when I call you.
Because something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it, y'all. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. I feel his anointing. Because there's something about that name. Something about that name.
Sometimes that's all you can get out is a Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And sometimes that's all you need. Well, beloved, we're about ready to wrap it up. And thank you for taking this journey with me today. I want to share some things that are going on locally and hope that it'll help somebody too. Michelle Soul Food, she's doing a rib and chicken dinner this Friday. And you can call for more information about that. You want some good soul food, some southern fried chicken, and some barbecue ribs? Give her a call at 518-653-4693. It's a fundraiser for Michelle Soul Food. And Operation Unite Black Arts Cultural Festival is this weekend, August 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Henry Hudson Waterfront Park. On August 9th, it'll be open mic night. And on the 10th, there will be food and games and vendors down at the waterfront. And on August 11th at 4 p.m., it will be gospel at the Riverfront Park for sunset. We hope that anybody who is anybody can come on out and join them. Certainly, I look forward, God willing, to being there too. And me and a few will be there. So if you come and you heard about it here, shake my hand. Let me know you're there. All right. And then the Payne AME Church, famous for their fried chicken dinners, they're having a fundraiser on August 15th. They will be asking for pre-orders. I think both of the dinners are asking for pre-orders. So you need to call their dinner on August 15th, barbecue ribs and chicken as well. And they can be reached at 518-937-0877 to get your order in. Well, beloved, let's do something, right? That's how we started the top of the hour. We're going to do something. And a little something, a little start for me today was just to play some music to help soothe a hurting heart and to give encouragement that there is help and there is hope. And I know him as Jesus, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I know no other that can get there when you need him in the time of trouble. All right. Well, beloved, it's time for me to get out of here. I got about 2 minutes on the clock. I don't know if I can get this song in. I sure wanted you to hear it today. This one is from Mr. Charles Jenkins. He's a young man. I used to know what Charles Jenkins used to sing at my church. I don't know if he's a relative. I need to check that out. But he had a number, and it was called Awesome, and it's a remix of a 1980s song, I think it is. They got some stuff going on in this song. They got some hip-hop rap and all that kind of good stuff, and it truly is a blessing. But listen, I got about 1 minute to go. I don't know if I'm going to get it in there. But listen, remember, no matter how gray the day, how dark the clouds, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Remember never to forget, God loves you. He gave his only begotten son for you and me too, right? God loves you, and so do I. God bless you till we meet again. He's awesome, y'all.